USA News. I'm Dave Collins. Southwest Airlines says they've reimbursed the vast majority of passengers who were affected by a Christmastime meltdown, which left many stranded.
Including hotels, rental cars, meals, tickets on other airlines, and other necessary expenses like replacement car seats.
Chief Operating Officer Andrew Watterson apologized for canceling 16,000 flights around the holidays.
Let me be clear, we messed up.
He told Congress that the Texas-based carrier is working to fix the problems that led up to the disaster. Winter weather stranded their crew members, and their outdated software made it impossible to catch up. Utah Senator Mitt Romney is backing President Biden's handling of the Chinese surveillance balloon that flew over the U.S. last week following a classified briefing on China. Romney told reporters he believes Biden and the military acted skillfully and with care in handling the balloon. His comments are a break from most Republicans who say the U.S. should have acted sooner. Turkey's death toll from Monday's earthquake rose to almost 17,000. Correspondent Obeyda Hito of the Turkey News Channel, TRT, in the town of Hatay in southern Turkey.
The danger is really coming from these buildings that are destroyed, partially destroyed, but haven't completely collapsed yet. So if a strong aftershock does happen, then those buildings that are damaged could come crumbling down.
He also said there were 64,194 others reported to be injured. President Biden signaling he may visit Poland as the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine approaches. That's what he told reporters before departing for Florida today. The Spider-Man live-action series in the works at Amazon Prime Video. Variety reporting the untitled series will follow an older version of the superhero in the 1930s. The show will reportedly be set in its own universe, and the main character won't be Peter Parker. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax paid during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
A father and son who were apart for 2 years after illegally crossing the U.S. border are suing the government over their separation. The two Guatemalans filed a lawsuit in Illinois last week seeking damages for emotional distress and negligence. In 2018, the father and his 16-year-old son crossed the border into Texas and were separated after being caught. New Zealand is taking more than 3 tons of cocaine out of circulation. Smugglers from South America left more than 80 bales of the drug floating at a drop point. New Zealand said the drugs were headed to Australia. The man who shot and killed 22 people at a Texas Walmart is pleading guilty to dozens of hate crimes. Defense attorney Joe Spencer says Patrick Crucius is taking responsibility.
He's been wanting to do this since August 3rd of 2019. This is the first opportunity we've been able to do it, so we're glad that it was finally done, and he's glad that it was finally done.
Crucius went into the Walmart in El Paso in 2019. He confessed to targeting people of Mexican descent during the shooting, killed 23, injured 22 others. Nearly 5 million units of popular cleaning product are being recalled due to a risk of bacterial contamination. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says Colgate-Palmolive is recalling a number of the Fabuloso multi-purpose cleaner products, which were sold online at national retailers from December through January. Dave Collins, USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak. She says her gums are irritated. Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days. Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.